Mana Whenua, who oppose a controversial development at Shelley Bay in Wellington, have set up tents on the site and are vowing to stay on the land until their case comes before the court. The Wellington iwi Taranaki Whanui sold a large part of the land to property developer Ian Castles, but some iwi members, who call themselves Mau Whenua, believe the sale wasn't legitimate. Anaru Mepham was one of the small group who stayed at the Shelley Bay site overnight and is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Who is there? What sort of numbers are there?
We're coming in quite gently, and so we've got 8 people on site at the moment, and we're sitting down. We've had karakia at 7. We're sitting down having a cup of tea and planning our day.
Why do you think this is contested land?
Back in 2016, the blocks were put to members of Taranaki Whanui to ask us whether there was a vote to ask us whether we would sell this land, whether we gave them the mandate, our leaders the mandate to sell the land. Our trustee stipulated that it needed to be extensive hui and the support needed to be 75% of the voting members, and it failed to reach that threshold. And so then from there, we had an annual general meeting, and there was a unanimous motion passed at that meeting of about 450 odd people to cease and desist the sale process until iwi and members had had a chance to discuss it.
So essentially, there was not enough consultation within the iwi before the decision was made and passed.
No, there wasn't.
Now that the situation is where it is, what should happen?
We're asking the High Court to make a judgment on this for us. We have a really strong story, and it's our story, story of the people. But at this point, Susie hasn't been listened to, it hasn't been heard. And so we're having to take it to the court of our treaty partners. And we are wanting the sale of this land to be overturned and the title to be returned to Taranaki Whanui, because it was an illegal process that shouldn't stand.
Your understanding is that Ian Castles, the developer, could be putting some sections up for sale.
Yes.
Why is that significant?
Yes. It's significant because we are wanting the land returned. This is an issue of Māori land, of Māori whenua, and we're wanting the land returned. Once that land starts to transfer into private title and transfer potentially multiple times, the Crown then is unable to, because of its own sort of restrictions, it's unable to take private land and return it to Māori under the Treaty of Waitangi, or under the Waitangi Tribunal. Mm. And so we feel that we need to stop that from happening, because we do not want to settle. We want our land returned.
I saw pictures of Wellington's Mayor Andy Foster putting up tents down at the site. That was yesterday, I think. How crucial is his support?
Andy's supported us through this process right from the beginning, since he first knew it. This was prior to him being mayor. And his support is wonderful. We really appreciate it. It's potentially, you know, I'm a builder from Parapara Umu. We don't have experience in the sort of political argy-bargy that goes on. And so having someone with a little bit of knowledge and skill in that area, I think is imperative to be able to reach a resolution. This is a grassroots movement of Taranaki Māori actually saying that the sale was wrong. We never gave permission for the land to be sold. And constantly over the last five years, our voice has been minimised and gone unheard.
Have you been in touch with Peter Jackson, Sir Peter Jackson, on this at all? Because certainly this seemed to be something that he and Andy Foster were on the same page on.
So yesterday at the WHO yesterday, we engaged with Minimo Business Group. We engaged with Predator Free out here on Miramar Peninsula. We engaged with the cycle group that uses this area. We engaged with just residents out here. And so what we've got is we've got a village, and Peter Jackson is a part of that village. And he does support this action. He does, well, not the occupation necessarily, but he supports the return of the land to Taranaki Whanau.
Okay, just briefly, is this a situation that is looking like Wellington's Ihu Mātou?
No, I don't make those comparisons, because Ihu Mātou stands on its own, and I would just like to say that I have great deep respect for our cousins up north. It is the similarity is that it is Māori land issues, and there are treaty breaches, there are Crown not accepting responsibility, there are local authorities that are sort of walking roughshod over the needs of Māori. We're not being considered appropriately and positively or constructively in this process, and so that's where the similarity is.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. It's certainly a pretty complex issue there, the one of the land at Shelley Bay in Wellington. And that was Anaru Mepham, who we were speaking to, one of a group who stayed occupying the land overnight.